Hey, Dennis.
Yeah, WB6CDJ, Dennis out here in Kingman, Arizona. You're getting way over the nonsense there. Sounding good.
WB6CDJ.
Okay, Dennis, thank you much. Good signal. How's the weather out your way?
Well, it's warming up, about 92 today, and it's going to get pretty close to 100 in a few more days, so we'll see what happens.
WB6CDJ.
Dennis, thank you for checking in, and we'll see you on Tuesday. W7MLE, Mike?
WA6UHA.
How you doing, David?
Oh, pretty good. Just slipping between the two frequencies here. Hope you're having a nice Memorial Day weekend, and looking forward to tomorrow as we salute our troops and those who have sacrificed their lives for our country.
Okay, well, thank you for checking in. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Roger, roger. Have a good night.
Thank you. We will do that. W7MLE. W7 Lima Echo. KJ7 Zulu Tango. KJ7 Zulu Tango.
7BZI Seattle 03530.
M6 IQG. Greg. KN6Z. KN6Z, Glenn. KK7RV. KK7RV, James. KI7QDU. KI7QDU, Jesse. K6ZULU JULIET UNION, Ben. KK6OB. W7WHY, Tim.
Tom.
KF6TRU, Ron. KF6TRU, Ron. K7DB, K7 Dog Baker. KF6PUZ, Rick. KF6PUZ, Rick. K6PHA, Percy. K6PHA, Percy. K66VMB, Marcel. GK. T. Henry 6, George King.
Hey, good evening, Bob. This is Ron, TRU.
Oh, I got TRU in there.
Hey,
hello, TRU.
Switching stuff around in here. I almost forgot the net was tonight. Hey, hope everybody's doing well, taking care of themselves. Hope you guys have a good, safe and sane holiday. 73 is one
okay,
and all.
Ron, thank you
Kilo
for
Fox,
in.
Tango, oh, radio uniform.
I think he doubled a little bit with him.
Okay, TRU, thank you much for checking in, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
Roger, roger.
Thanks, Ron.
King Henry 7, George Henry, Peter. W6WRL. Ed. W6 Sugar Charlie. WB6 LZW Dennis. KI6 JL. WB6 GGY Phil.
WB6GGY got the 8-band equalizer of WB6GGY and KE6RGP.
Okay, Phil. Hey, Phil, I'm going to send you a...
Hey, man, you ain't got it that bad. Look at that guy. And you look at that guy, and he's got it worse than you. And it makes you feel better that
okay,
there's somebody that's got
good.
It worse than you.
Sounds good.
But think of the last guy. For 1 minute.
7373.
Think of the last guy. Nobody's got it worse than that guy. Nobody in the whole world. That guy, he's so alone in the world that he doesn't even have a street to lay in for a truck to run him over. He's out there with nothing. Nothing's happening for that cat. And all that he has to do to create a little excitement in his own life is to bum a dime from somewhere. Call up the FBI. Say, FBI? They say yes. See, I dig Uncle Ho and Chairman Mao, and their friends are coming over for dinner. Hang up the phone. And within 2 minutes, and not 2 minutes from when he hangs up the phone, but 2 minutes from when he first put the dime in, they got 30,000 feet of tape rolling. Files on tape, pictures, movies, dramas, actions on tape. But then they send out 500,000 people all over the entire world, the globe, to find out all they can about this guy. Because there's a number of questions involved in this guy. I mean, if he was the last guy in the world, how'd he get a dime to call the FBI? There are plenty of people that aren't the last guys that can't get dimes. He comes along and he gets...
W7... East, west, east. Jim? K6, Uncle Fox. 10?
And if he could make dinner and was going to make dinner, then why did he call the FBI? They find out all of those questions within 2 minutes. And that's a great thing about America. I mean, this is the only country in the world... I mean, well, it's not the only country in the world that could find stuff out in 2 minutes, but it's the only country in the world that would take 2 minutes for that. Well, other countries would say, he's the last guy, screw him. You know? But in America, there is no discrimination, and there is no hypocrisy, because they'll get anybody. And that's a wonderful thing about America. And that's why tonight, I'd like to dedicate it to every FBI man in the audience. I know, you can't say nothing, you know. You can't get up and say, hi. You know, because then everybody knows that you're an FBI man. That's a drag for you and your friends. They're not really your friends.
Right?
I mean, so you can't get up and say nothing, because otherwise you got to get sent back to the factory. And that's a drag for you, and it's an expense for the government. And that's a drag for you.
I don't need anybody slapping me up the head with a bunch of racist crap. And don't get mad with me because I say you're throwing racist crap at me, and you are, and you know it.
No, I just want to check into the Warpinet, Tim. And I just want them to let me check in,
and then I'll be glad to go back quiet and not say another word during the entire net. That's always been my position. They've just never put me to the test.
I just want to make sure everybody had a happy Memorial Day coming up tomorrow. No sweat, no pain. I'm going to go back to the Zoom room and tell everybody.
Believe it or not, homosexuality is a natural thing.
Yeah, Bob, Mr. Natural.
At least for you it is.
It's for everybody. You just push yours back.
That's disgusting.
Well, you suppress your homosexual feelings and then you become uptight.
I think you're acting like a bag.
I'm not acting anything. I'm being Bob Oso. This is who I am, man.
Go.
I don't want that. Because I am what I am, but that's all that I am.
Well, you know, in San Francisco, it's not that such of a bad deal. You know, sucking someone's dick is actually okay. It's pleasurable.
I think you might have heard me that time. I thank you all, K7A.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it very much. 73 from all of us. Over.
But that's because you're stupid.
You too.
Good signal on here. You're 20 over.
I got a big lightning flash for you. I never wanted queers for a friend.
CQ Wolfa, anyone, anywhere. CQ Wolfa, this is the Western Amateur Radio Friendship Association, that the friendliest...
Queertown speaks again. Queertown's going to
town doesn't have any backup. There are no food.